right, and that looks like a podcast audio up and or running. Let's go ahead and bring it in there.
Now, sisters and brothers, we know we got over by the blood, the sweat, and the tears of sheroes and heroes, some whose names we know and some whose names we do not know. But I'm going to tell you something. We have been here before. Now, the only difference is we got some company, Rev. We got our gay lesbian sisters and brothers with us this time. We got our Hispanic, Asian, Native American sisters and brothers with us this time. I think Dr. Reverend Martin Luther King said we may not have gotten here on the same ship, but we are in the same boat right now.
It's Free Thought Thursday. Free Thought Thursday. In Father Teresa's Wine Cellar, we believe all oppression is intersectional. And this means our analysis of current events frequently includes discussion of difficult and explicit content. Any combination of the following topics could be included in our show: murder, rape, war, climate change, racism, sexism, violence, sexual violence, homophobic violence, heterocentrism, discrimination and abuse against individuals of nonconformist sexuality, domestic violence, child abuse, child rape, child neglect, elderly abuse, verbal abuse, police brutality, microaggressions, ableism, cyberbullying, genital mutilation, ideological extremism, and people just being total fucking assholes.
I love the end of that. And people just being total fucking assholes. So accurate. I love it.
All right. And while you get that thing up and or running, I'm going to make sure the Facebook Live makes the rounds.
Yes. While you're doing that, I just want to point this out. This wasn't even something that I think is even in the show notes, but in Texas, there's a representative who's trying to make abortion not only illegal, but make it make any woman who has an abortion should be charged with homicide and get the death penalty, right? That's what they're trying to do in Texas. And so I was like, I want to know who the fuck this guy is. His name is Tony Tinderholt, right?
Tinder.
And, yes. And it's a proposed House Bill 896, which, of course, would make abortion punishable by death. But I'm looking at, like, these, like, facts about this guy. Of course, obviously, not only is he anti-abortion, but he says that having an abortion is the same thing as killing a child outside of the womb. It's infanticide. And he believes in the sanctity of marriage. But here's the funny thing. You'll never see it coming. Or will you? He's been married 5 times. But he does believe in the sanctity of marriage.
Yeah, that's why he did it so many times.
He is sanctified.
And filled with 5 Holy Ghosts. But, I mean, those beads are on a string. You can yank them right out. Them up real nice. They're pretty good.
And his current wife was a Dallas Cowboys cheerleader, so.
Yeah. Oh, so an NFL slave. Yes. Read about cheerleaders, folks. They're fucking slaves.
Mm-hmm. But, you know, she's blonde. She'll be okay. But, yeah, that was just interesting to me. So, all right. Actual news that's actually in the show notes. Let's start with the consent condom.
Mm-hmm. No. I said no. I didn't even plan on that hitting like that. That was pure irony.
This story just fucking bothers me. All right, so.
Really?
Yes.
Then you're normal.
Am I? Because a lot of people think this is a good idea.
Oh.
So there's a consent condom that requires 4 hands to open it, making a powerful statement about consent, allegedly. With consent at the forefront of modern conversations about sex, one company is highlighting its importance in a unique way. Argentinian company Tulipan has created a consent condom that requires 4 hands for it to be opened, intending to raise awareness about consent in the bedroom. If they don't say yes, it means no, a tagline on the video demonstration says. Consent is the most important thing in sex.
And what Jumanji shit is this? You really can't open it unless you have four hands.
Yeah, you really can't.
Really? Because I have, like, are they really, really this Hellraiser bullshit? And Tally Loco posted up in the archive chat space on the Face Booze Live. Again, man, oh, we got to get on that fucking we're never going to get on the t-shirts. Again, oh, Tally, make the t-shirts and sell them and keep the money.
Just give me the login information. I'll do it.
Tally said, if you believe in the sanctity of marriage, get married repeatedly, nigga.
Yes.
It's a long t-shirt, but I'd wear it.
Yes. Yeah. No, this fucking thing, you actually do need, you know, four hands to open it. And of course, people immediately pointed out, like, hey, this is ableist. Not everybody has that type of function in their hands, right? Yeah. So there's that, but like, what irritates me about this whole consent thing is there have actually been cases where somebody has been raped and, you know, ask their rapist at least put on a condom, right? Like, I don't need a fucking STD in a pregnancy too. Like, right? This is already fucking bad enough as it is. And it's like those people, you know, when they come forward with these cases, they're not believed or they're told that, well, you actually did give consent because you asked to use a condom. And I want people to talk about consent. I want that to be in the, you know, in the forefront. But at the same time, it's like opening the condom is seen as consent, and people ignore the fact that consent can then be withdrawn. Or just because you consent to opening a condom doesn't mean you're going to actually consent to have some sort of penetrative sex. Or that, you know, if you do open the condom, maybe you only agreed to maybe like vaginal penetration and the person anally penetrates you or orally penetrates you, right? Like, opening a condom is not the same thing as giving consent to having sex, right? And like, that's the whole thing is consent is an ongoing discussion. It's something that's active. It's something that, you know, you constantly like revisit while engaged in sex acts. And I just like, I fucking hate this idea. And people are like, you know, I'm watching people respond on social media and they're talking about like, you know, this is a great idea. This definitely proves consent and, you know, everyone has to be involved. And it's like, all you're doing is opening a condom. That's not actually how consent works. And I just, you know, I'm concerned that people are going to view this condom as, you know, well, once you take out the condom, that counts as consent. And then anything that happens after, you must have consented to. So actual rape victims are going to be dismissed again. And I just, the whole thing just makes me so fucking uncomfortable. And I can, you know, just see right now a fucking rapist standing in front of a judge being like, but Your Honor, she opened the condom package with me. Obviously, she consented.
You know what? We should fucking put this clip out by itself of you doing this segment.
Okay.
And title it after the company and say, this is why you're fucking wrong by Phoenix Scalia.
This is why you're fucking wrong.
Yeah.
No, I'm serious. Like, I fucking hate that shit.
No, I'm serious, too.
I know. Yes, I know. But yeah, I am really uncomfortable with this idea. I do want to, you know, raise awareness around talking about consent, but this is not the way to do it. Consent is something that is ongoing. You need to check in with the person that you are, you know, sexually involved with. Are you enjoying this? Do you want more of this? Do you want less of something? Do you like what's happening? You know, and, you know, that continual consent thing. But this whole fucking, we opened a condom package together. Like, what the fuck, man? What the fuck? I'm not a fan. I'm very uncomfortable. And I think it's, you know, the worst part is not only is it like, I'm not even speculating. This shit has actually happened. There actually happened, you know, women who have been raped who ask their rapist to put on a condom to prevent STDs or to prevent a pregnancy. And therefore, their rape stories were not taken seriously. Their rapists were never prosecuted or their rapists were acquitted because, well, if you wanted a condom, you must have been consenting. And I just, I don't like it. I don't like it.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's
all right. And yes. this is a segment from the full episode. The partial episode will be available on the regular feed that goes out for the podcast, and the full episode with little extra clips will be on patreon.com/winecellarmediafund.
Yes.
Indeedly do, neighbor.
Mid-Michigan hospital facing pressure from the state about Legionnaires' disease.
The state health department is looking into two cases of possible hospital-associated Legionnaires' disease at McLaren Flint, but the hospital says not so fast.
ABC 12's Elise Ramey is live in Flint with the very latest. And Elise, how did this information come to light?
Well, the state has essentially called out the hospital, connecting it to these new possible cases of Legionnaires' disease that may have been the source right here at McLaren Flint. That is something that is being alleged right now. As we know, the state and McLaren have been locked in a dispute since the deadly Legionnaires' disease outbreak of 2014 and 2015 during the water crisis. And if you take a look at the way they're communicating now, the two still are not on the same page. In a letter that came from to Chad Grant, who's the CEO of McLaren Flint Hospital, the state says that review of water testing results demonstrated anomalies, including the presence of Legionella bacteria in the performance of secondary treatment systems at the hospital. And the state also found issues with facility monitoring procedures. Now, citing state laws, MDHHS has ordered the hospital to provide a water management plan and monitoring schedule, as well as the hospital's response to positive cases of Legionnaires' disease. That's the Cliff's Notes version. Now, McLaren Flint's CEO has responded in a letter of his own, saying despite a February 21st meeting where re-engaging in a collaborative and cooperative process for a new public health assurance agreement was the intent, the actions since then indicate to McLaren Flint that there's no room for collaboration. The letter goes on to say the CDC and Genesee County Health Department representatives expressed satisfaction with McLaren's approach when the state's team studied the water program. That was just in February and March of this year. And on the order to provide current and future information, McLaren says the law does not authorize MDHHS to order those actions, but only to collect existing data. Still, McLaren listed responses to the state's request. The state is currently reviewing it. And I just want to point out that although the state is looking into these cases, that doesn't mean that other possible sources of exposure have been ruled out. The hospital wants to make that very clear that they are, you know, cooperating with the state, but there could be something else that needs to be looked at here, and that's what's going on with this continuing investigation. Of course, I'll have much more for you coming up a little bit later. For now, live in Flint, Elise Ramey, back to you.
All right, you got your mm-hmm. Mets joint fired up there, player.
I do.
All right, let's party.
Right.
Yeah, right, waiting for the YouTube to catch up with you, and it's on. Right.
There we go. All right, so this is off of news1.com. I've gotten a lot of good news off there lately. Standing your ground in Texas. Standing your ground is still only okay for some people. Not all of us, just some of us. And you know who the us is on both accounts. So, a white man was accused by police but not arrested for shooting and killing his black neighbor in Texas last month during an apparent argument. The victim's family members were frustrated by police inaction and yet another apparent example of white privilege and a possible race-based self-defense case. The Fort Worth Police Department said there were no updates into the investigation of the March 25th killing. They would only confirm 57-year-old Kevin Battle, who was shot while Jesus fucking Christ, this is dark.
While holding his kids?
His grandson. His five-year-old grandson, all right, was killed by his still unidentified neighbor while standing on the suspect's front porch of their duplex. Aw, shit, they shared a house? Damn. Homicide detectives found that the victim and the suspect were involved in a verbal argument near the threshold to the suspect's residence, according to police officer Bradley Perez on Monday. Quote, the suspect fired multiple rounds, striking the victim as a result of an argument. The suspect then called 911... the fuck? All right. The suspect was interviewed in reference to the investigation, but was not arrested. Tarrant County Medical Examiner's Office said Battle had gunshot wounds to his head and face. The examiner ruled the manner of death as homicide. Oh, okay, so the fucking medical examiner knows what the fuck happened. I don't know what the fuck is wrong with cops. The police did not identify the suspect, but Twitter users said they know his name. And of course, Talbert Swan, who has me blocked, fucking asshole.
Facing the camera. Remember, the water.
Yeah. Talbert Swan, who has me blocked because he's an asshole, apparently tweeted this, so I missed this from his newsfeed. Yeah, I'm a little angry at the bishop. He blocked a bunch of black women on Twitter because we're ratchet. I don't know, like, I forgot what he said. He said something like, ratchet, you know, ghetto, whatever, because we cuss too much or something. So he blocked, like, a gang of black women.
He said, Niggatron, the Thotto bots are acting ratchet again.
Something like that. Yeah, because he said some shit that was, like, low-key, like, defending R. Kelly or something. And a bunch of black women were like, no. And he was like, oh, y'all are ratchet and you cuss too much and you're disrespectful. I'm blocking everybody. And he did. So, yeah. The good bishop. However, Bishop Talbert Swan tweeted this, and I can see it because it's in the article. Mark Walter Jabin, who looks exactly what I would expect him to look like. He looks like fucking Miley Cyrus's dad in his younger years. Is a white supremacist who harasses black neighbors. After harassing a five-year-old, Kevin Battle, the boy's grandfather, confronted him. Mark shot him in the head and killed him. Fort Worth police have not arrested him yet. So, Battle's family said that the two men had had a dispute a few days before the killing that involved the shooter hurling a racist slur. Uh-huh. So, who is quoting this? Oh, no. I hate when you're reading an article and there's, like, the, you know, like, all the, like, the little pop-ups, like, in between the...
Ugh.
And we're like, wait, but it's, like, cutting half the sentence. Who the fuck is saying the sentence? Kevin Battle the Second, so the son of the murder victim here, said, quote, as I'm walking to the door, I hear, like, a gunshot, and then I'm close enough to where I can see the second gunshot where my dad was shot in the back of the head. Oh, okay, clearly he was standing his ground by shooting someone in the back of the fucking head.
And keep in mind, we cover stories of white supremacist violence, police white supremacist violence and that mm-hmm. shit pretty much all the time.
Mm-hmm.
But, and because Fallon made me think it, it's because Fallon said that this Talbert is like Tariq Nasheed.
Yeah.
And Tariq Nasheed is on this thing where he's like, the month of April is like a white supremacist, like, seance month or some shit, where all sorts of these attacks are going to be happening this month, family. Be careful out there in the month of April. He does it every year. But it's like, nigga, this shit is all year, every year.
Doesn't even make sense.
It doesn't have to.
And, oh, yeah, and also, comparing Talbert to Tariq, I see a lot of, like, from what I could see in his Twitter threads and comments, he went really hard at white women who were racist, but he did not do shit to defend black women who were victims of racism. It was defending black men and going at white women. So, yeah.
So he's just mad that they said no.
Basically.
Uh-huh. Should have had a consent condom. Tough guy.
So police said they have very little information about the case, and the family said police told them that the neighbor claimed self-defense for the shooting. Texas is one of the states with a stand-your-ground law in which shooters can walk free for claiming that they feared for their life. Mm-hmm. And then this article says, we've seen this before, one of the most recent cases to get national attention involving a white gunman who killed Marquise McLaughlin outside Clearwater, Florida at a convenience store in July. The local sheriff declined to arrest Michael Dredjka?
Yeah.
Who was ultimately charged only after protests and pressure from elected officials. And of course, perhaps the most notorious stand your ground case is George Zimmerman's acquittal for killing Trayvon Martin in 2014. Race has historically played a major role in these cases. People who killed a black person walked free 73% of the time. Those are some good fucking odds. While those who killed a white person went free 59% of the times, according to an analysis by the Tampa Bay Times.
Even that seems high. 59% for black people?
No, wait, white people killing white people.
Oh.
Yeah, that's, no.
Do they have black people numbers on that? Black people,
Let me click the hyperlink and see.
Defending themselves against white people very successfully?
Yeah, let me look at the...
That's my political correctness on that.
Mm-hmm.
All right. And Phoenix Kalita is looking for stuff. And so we treat that like an opportune moment.
Yes.
It's Free Thought Thursday in the wine cellar.
This show is so black that Father Teresa makes me get a tan before I go on this show.
Right. You got some great moves, Todd. You dance like a white man, and I love it.
All right.
Whites who invoked law were charged at the same rate as blacks. Whites who went to trial were convicted at the same rate as blacks. But in mixed race cases involving fatalities, the outcomes were not similar. 4 out of 5 black people who killed a white person did not go free. 5 of 6 white people who killed a black person did.
4 out of 5. I'm not that good at the math. What was that, 80%?
It's a lot.
Is 4 out of 5 80? Because, okay, if you double both of them, if you double the 5 to 10, you will double the 4 to 8. So that's about 80%, yeah?
Yeah.
Okay, about 80%. And okay, I'm a little better at the... I can math. Don't
However, in black-on-black crime cases, black people went free 66% of the time.
And let me see. Tally Loco. Wait, what?
And those were... The 4 out of 5 were interracial.
Oh.
But in black-on-black cases, black defendants went free 66% of the time. So it's okay to kill black people, it's just not okay to kill white people.
That also seems high, because it seems like that's an excuse to get you in the prison system. Right?
I mean, I could see that from, like, a prosecutor angle, but at the same time, like, is the jury... If the jury's racist... And I'm like, oh, yeah, well, of course, it was self-defense because wild Negroes or whatever.
That's got to be a weird fucking, like, booty-clenching forehead sweat moment for a racist, though. Like, do I want to excuse a black person being murdered? Or do I want to celebrate the murder happened, they're not coming back, and I could put a nigger in prison? Like, yeah, that's a butt-clenching decision.
But then also you have to remember, too, there's a lot fewer, wow, I'm... on top of it.
Yeah. See, it's a booty squeezer, isn't it? You're clenching right now.
Way fewer black people who use the stand your ground law compared to white people, too.
Huh.
So it's also, like, a much smaller, like, sample size.
Yeah, or else the rate of failure would be higher.
Yes.
Tally Local in the archive chat space on the Facebook Live, winecellarmedia.com. Tally Local left a comment saying, let's send an outrageous amount of those condoms to people like Talbert. That, and then, okay, this is a new acronym for me. TIWYW, and it's That Is Why You're Wrong.
I like that one.
Yeah, because you said that's what you should call the joint where you talk about the condominiums.
That is why you're wrong. Condominiums, all right.
It said, make racist booty clench again. That's good money.
That's a good shirt. That's good money. I really need the Teespring account for that one. Yes, make racist booty clench again.
But let's remember, folks, all ableism ain't visible-fied. And that's why, see, I have to remind myself that shit. So I'd be getting home from work and I'd be like, oh, what happened? I'd be like, that's right. Sometimes she can't get the fuck up.
Yeah, sometimes. I was in bed all day today. I'm not even gonna lie. I didn't do shit today.
Oh, today yeah. was one of those days.
Oh, yeah.
See?
Yeah. I was like, oh, I phone calls, excellent. I can lay in bed and do this because I can't get up. My joints are still fucked up.
Yeah. Yeah, but you folks might not be able to see it if you just see her posted up on the podcast or on the video cooling out, you know, but it's like, this is a person in a great, great motherfucking pain.
I think I'm gonna have to get shots in my feet again.
Yikes!
Yeah, I have to get cortisone shots for my joints for the inflammation. I haven't had them in a long time, but my feet have just been, like, fucked up for days, and I think I might have to go back and get those, maybe.
That's rowdy.
A transgendered man in Colorado Springs, the target of a brutal assault in his own front yard.
And police are on the case, but it's only the latest in a recent uptick in hate crimes across the Pikes Peak region. Good evening, I'm Bart Bedsole.
And I'm Heather Skold. Thanks for making us your choice for your news at 10 o'clock. Tonight, we're hearing from the victim of a beating that is now being investigated as a hate crime.
And as we're finding out, it's part of a string of hate crimes reported to Springs police, a troubling trend that seems to be headed upwards.
Channel 13 Stephanie Sierra joins us live now in our studio to tell us what police are saying about all of this. Steph?
Yes, Heather and Bart, this is Emmett Davis, a transgendered man brutally attacked in front of his own home, all because 3 men walked by and didn't like the fact that he was, quote, acting gay. And as horrible as that sounds, the reality is police here have been seeing it more and more. Emmett Davis and his partner have been together for 6 months.
We're very happy to be able to share our love in this world.
Davis says the two were sitting outside their home last Saturday afternoon, just talking, when 3 men jumped over their fence and started yelling.
They started immediately, look at those dykes, you know, their homophobic slurs.
Davis says he tried to get them to stop, but the group quickly became violent.
That whole side of my face wasn't even recognizable.
The right side of Davis's face swollen up after all three men took turns beating him to the ground, pounding his eyes while screaming slurs.
Pretty terrifying. For it to happen in our own front yard, it was pretty terrifying.
And as it turns out, hate crimes like this are on the rise. Colorado Springs police report 35 confirmed hate crime threats since 2016. 8 of those coming in 2017, a number that jumped to 12 just last year.
I mean, each one of these cases are looked at and investigated at a very high level within our department.
For someone like Davis, who was just named Mr. Trans of Colorado Springs, it's a tough pill to swallow.
I've never in my life thought that for being who I am, I would get assaulted.
But despite the bruises on his face, Davis says he's not angry with his attackers.
We don't hate the people who attack us. If we fill ourselves with the same hatred that they fill themselves with, then nothing's going to change.
He just wants an end to the violence.
Well, Davis says Colorado Springs police are investigating this incident. And right now, detectives are looking for three different suspects last seen together in southeast Colorado Springs. Bart and Heather.
Very troubling. Stephanie, thanks.
All right. WineCellarMedia.com, folks. PayPal.me/PhoenixAndWilliam. Patreon.com/WineCellarMediaFund. I just did that to clip off the YouTube. All right. So that the YouTubes can be uploaded as separate short ones. Because I think people like shorter YouTuberinos. So now we'll flip it back. Guess who's back in the futhermucking house and all that old business, and we'll get you going there, buddy chief.
But we never left the house, so.
Yes, we did.
No, we didn't.
You dropped me off at work.
No, I didn't.
Yeah, you did. That's a fact.
All right.
All right, and this is the final one for the socialized feed.
Yes, the final one for the socialized feed. Also, I think what it's titled for, this episode is titled for, yeah? Holden Matthews. It's always some nigga named Holden. Yeah, I'm sorry to everyone else who had to read that fucking book in high school, too. Holden Caulfield was an asshole. All right. Holden Matthews, who looks exactly what you would expect him to look like, has been charged with arson of three black Louisiana churches. I know we mentioned this, I think, earlier this week, that somebody was setting fire to black churches in Louisiana.
I think, wasn't it like most of this month? Because this month has only been 11 days.
Yeah.
I think you've been saying it this whole month so far.
I've been saying it for a few days. Yeah. I know we talked about it on the podcast. And then when we covered Candace Owens, you said something like, why didn't they just come out and flat out say, like, yeah, Candace Owens is, like, followed by the guy who sent the Louisiana churches on fire?
Yeah, because the sentence that she said was, churches in Louisiana are being burned. She left out the word black and could have had a chance to just say, by people that believe in the words Candace Owens says.
Right.
Like, be rhetorically bombastic. Yeah. Like, because fucking do it, that's why.
Oh, yeah. Well, I mean, you have to.
Yeah, there's no way around.
Well, I mean, that's the thing. You can't fucking rationalize with conservatives. They're fucking, you know, they're sticking to their talking points. They know that they're fucked up and they don't care. So just, you know, fucking work around it. Stop trying to be civil.
It's a major factor. They don't care. They don't give a blue fuck.
Right. Just like, well, maybe if we're nice this time. No. No.
No. Never.
So, all right. Louisiana Governor Bel Edwards on Thursday described the three fires that destroyed predominantly black churches in rural Louisiana as, quote, an evil act. Holden Matthews is the arsonist, apparently, and he is the son of a sheriff's deputy.
All right. To Raise Up a Child, I think, is the name of the book.
You know, whatever. Apples, trees, never falling far from, all that sort of thing. Holden Matthews was arrested on Wednesday on three counts of simple arson for fires that destroyed the churches in St. Landry Parish over 10 days. The fires were set March 26th, April 2nd, and April 4th, and destroyed St. Mary Baptist Church, Greater Union Baptist Church, and Mount Pleasant Baptist Church, respectively. Matthews, 21! Huh. Is that, still a child in white man years?
Wait, 21?
Yeah.
Wait, on...
I don't mean like Tamir Rice years. I mean like white people years.
What's the news outlet?
This is the Daily Beast.
Oh, man. I think he would be a guy.
A guy?
He would be a guy.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Louisiana State Fire Marshal Butch Browning. What the fuck? You can't put in that nigga's real first name?
It might be Butch.
It's in quotes.
Oh, it's in quotes? What? They're putting hood names of fire marshals?
I guess. But it doesn't have a first name. It just says Louisiana State Fire Marshal Butch Browning. There's no, like the first name and then the, you know, the nickname and then the last name.
Wait, the Butch and the Browning are both the nickname?
No, his last name is Browning.
Okay, so only Butch is in quotes.
Yeah.
Okay, what? That's still... No.
All right, Butch.
Yeah, I'm not calling you that. I'm going to call you Beto.
Bro Beto?
Nah, I'm calling him Beto because he's not trying to politically... A word I can't think of right now out of it. All right? Political expedience. God damn it. Right. There.
That was not a very expedient sentence, my friend. All right. No. So, Butch Browning, the state fire marshal, said at a Thursday morning press conference, said that these fires are an attack on our God and our religion. Yeah. I am so glad conservatives have separated the church from state. It's fantastic. It's amazing. It's wonderful.
Wait, so which conservatives? White conservatives?
All conservatives.
And so a white man burning black churches was an attack on your God and your religion.
It was. And we're going to get to why, hopefully later in the story.
Oh, shit.
Mm-hmm. Butch continues.
Magnus.
In my career, I have never seen such a spiritual mission that has come home so quickly. Who noted Matthew's arrest was quick in part because we felt other crimes were imminent. Well, y'all were scared he was going to fuck up some white people. An arrest warrant reportedly showed that officials connected Matthews to the crimes through the charred remains of a brand of gas. Through the remains of a brand of a gas can. What? What the fuck is happening with this sentence? Through the charred remains of a brand of gas can.
Are they trying
to say, like, they knew the brand of gasoline used by the gas can that was left at the scene?
No, the brand of the gas can. Like, imagine, like, if Nike made gas cans.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay. I thought they all looked the same. All right, well, I learned something.
Yeah, so maybe, like, the letters were burned. I don't know. Wait, that had to do with identifying him?
I guess. Oh, yes, because Matthews also allegedly used his debit card and ID to purchase the same brand of gas can along with a lighter at an automotive shop.
Blam. Okay, there you have it.
The same color and model pickup that Matthews drives was also present at two of the churches shortly before the fires were reported to 911, according to video footage referenced in the arrest warrant.
Wait a second. You know I don't like using the word stupid.
Yeah.
But he used his motherfucking debit card.
Yes.
Stupid motherfucker.
Shut up. Superior race.
Well, his cop was definitely not one of the ones that almost didn't get the job due to the IQ test. Jesus.
FBI agent Eric J. Rommel, also at the press conference, said the Bureau is investigating whether the crimes were bias motivated.
Maybe, but you also gotta remember, and I did use that image with the web post for this on purpose on winecellarmedia.com, mm-hmm. where he's standing with the words black metal spray painted on the wall behind him. Nice. So, it probably wasn't bias, it was black metal.
Uh-huh.
Okay,
Satanic panic.
See, so it was really just the fact that it was churches. He was actually burning black churches because he wanted to free black people from the church. Mm-hmm. See, he's like a free thought project kind of guy.
Yeah, okay.
You didn't consider that, did you?
Because it doesn't make any fucking sense.
Yes, it did. It didn't make any sense because you don't get change when you use your debit card, dipshit.
Right now, we're just making sure we gather all the facts, said Rommel when pressed on the issue. Nigga, it was racist as fuck. Get the fuck out of here. A Facebook page that appeared to belong to Matthews showed he was active in pagan and black metal pages. And he commented on memes about far-right former neo-Nazi metal musician Varg Vikernes.
Yep, nailed it.
Yep, mm-hmm.
Varg Vikernes.
Who served 15 years in prison for killing a fellow metal musician and burning churches in Norway. What the fuck is... What the fuck is wrong with white people?
You know what's ill is, wait, he was a musician, right?
Yes.
And apparently he was known, so he wasn't a loser musician. He wasn't a SoundCloud rapper.
Right.
But he said, you know what? I want to throw all this success away by burning shit and murdering my friends. What? What?
I don't know, man. I don't know.
Jesus.
The comments reveal little other than that they indicated his familiarity with the figure. The pagan circles that Matthews and Vikernes, the apparently neo-Nazi serial killer, frequented, can be popular with neo-Nazis. Matthew frequently posted about pagan beliefs and recently, here it is, uploaded a picture of a gun and a knife with the caption, I carry this, dot, 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 dot.
You are the god dang whitest person I've ever seen.
I carry this, dot, 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 dot. It's a lot of fucking dots. maybe not legally, but I only truly follow the law of Odin, dot, 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 dot. Which says, as you said, arm yourself, dot, 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 dot.
What the fuck?
Odin's law, or, oh, sorry, Odin's advice greater than modern law. And, of course, Odin is a, you know, Norse god. If you people are familiar with the, what the fuck is it, Thor movies, you know, Thor's dad. One of the pagan pages Matthews was active on specifically forbade racism and, quote, Nazi stuff. I'm glad y'all niggas is specific.
They were.
Exactly. Exactly, nigga.
Matthew also appeared aware of the religion's white supremacist associations. In one post, a group member noted that a drawing of a pagan figure had a swastika-like design on its belt. Matthews wrote, well, yeah, the belt gives him extra strength and power. Dot, 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 dot. White power, LMAO, JK, JK, I had to. Dot, 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 dot.
This fucking dweeb made me kick my headphones unplugged with my backup work boots. You know you blue collar when you got backup work boots.
Yes.
Okay, are there any more fucking dots? Are there, is it Wacko Jacko and Dot? Are they the Animaniacs?
Well, that little bitch, Eminem!
Well, Governor Edwards said he didn't know what Matthew's alleged motive was. It cannot be justified or rationalized. It was an evil act. Let's pray for Mr. Matthews and his family. Why y'all niggas gotta... Can you... Fuck. Y'all so quick to forgive.
You ain't even got a church to pray in, motherfucker.
Let's pray for Mr. Matthews and his family, Edwards added, and the audience responded with a resounding yes. So clearly he was talking to white people. Pastor Gerald Toussaint of Mount Pleasant Baptist Church said, we suffered here, but I think it has a higher cause. Even though we've lost our church, our building, look who's been brought together. Our, what the fuck? Man, I fucking hate preachers. Our country has to find out that God, the God we serve, does not look on the outside. He sees the heart. What the fuck is that supposed to mean?
Oh, what? Fucking nothing. You know what it's supposed to mean?
What?
Boy, just be yourself. If people don't like you, if you're being yourself, fuck them!
I think that's what it meant.
Mm-hmm. And then, now what the fuck?
Yeah.
I am looking, something about revenge, he said, apparently. I'm trying to find the exact quote, as far as his reasoning goes, like, everyone keeps saying it was about revenge, but I can never find the direct quote from him.
What, it's like revenge porn? Is a revenge burn?
Something. He said that the arsons were revenge for Christian actions against pagans and Vikings.
I'm quite sure it was black Christians doing that.
Oh, yeah. Well, yeah. You know, black Christians and Vikings, oil and water. Those two don't mix.
Oh, yeah. They were just up there. I don't know where the Vikings were. Fucking Norway.
Norway, Sweden, Denmark, yeah. All that shit.
Oh, yeah. Black people were up there running a fucking muck. Oh, Jesus Christ. They were twerking. Mm-hmm. It was crip walking. It was ridiculous.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And then apparently this Vikernes, whatever guy, the serial killer guy, Has also been cited by other far-right killers. Norwegian white supremacist Anders Breivik sent Vikernes a copy of his manifesto before going on to kill 77 people. And Atom Waffen Division, a U.S.-based neo-Nazi group with multiple murders to its name, has cited his books on paganism on their website. Totally unrelated, but since Atom Waffen is here, I would just like to remind everybody that that case about, I believe the kid's name was Blaze, who was killed. Everyone framed it as he was killed because he was gay. He was killed by someone from Atom Waffen because he was Jewish and gay. Yes.
Well, APAC will get right on that.
Oh, I'm sure they will.
Indeedly do, mm-hmm. neighbor.
This show is fucked up.
So I think that'll be the goddamn damn of the goddamn...
Mm-hmm.
All right.
I'm just waiting for them now to be like, well, he did say it was for revenge against Christians. Can't be racist. Don't know why he targeted black churches, though.
Ugh.
Can't wait.
All right. So I need to eat the food, drink some juice, and mix this on down. Mm-hmm. Get this regular stuff. It's going to be up on the socialized feed.
Mm-hmm.
And folks that, you know, I never know where someone's getting this. If you're on the YouTube, realize that. Podcast audio, if that's more convenient, is an option. Any of your favorite podcast applications, you can search the Black Podcast with Wine Cellar Media. You're gonna gosh darn get it. If you're on the podcast and you're like, I want to look at these niggas in their fucking office room in their little place they rent, then you can go to YouTube and search for the Black Podcast with Wine Cellar Media. It's goddamn there. There's like fucking over 80 videos. You know, we've been making the YouTube videos for a few months now. And Phoenix Kaleeder has the Sex Workers Outreach Project podcast feed because mm-hmm. she is the board of the director of communications on the board for SWOP, SWOP, Sex Workers Outreach Project, Red Umbrellas. And you can, if you just go in there and search Phoenix Kaleeder in your favorite podcast application. Well, actually, no, only iTunes, Stitcher, and Google Play is where it's available now. And that is Monday, Wednesday, and Friday is what we've been able to nail down so far. Mm-hmm. And if you're on patreon.com/winecellarmediafund, we don't have a tiered Patreon. You know, some of the homies sign up to a point where they're knocking out a whole bill by themselves. Other folks are signing up for $1, $3 a month collectively. They're helping knock out some bills.
Mm-hmm.
And there's no tier. If you sign up for $1 a month, then you get the Patreon-only episodes, and you get early access to Phoenix Kaleeder's sex workers' rights shows. Right? Like, the one that's going to come out on Monday is on Patreon right now.
Yes.
It's Thursday. The one that's coming out Friday tomorrow is on Patreon right now.
Right.
So you can go get that sex workers' rights news directly from Phoenix Kaleeder without me saying a bunch of nonsense in the middle. It's only Phoenix. I'm not on there.
Straight news.
Yeah, so it's fucking really dope. It's way the fuck better than this shit where you have to hear me saying whatever the fuck it is I be talking about. all right. And I like that Tally Local's last comment is just fuck that guy.
Yes, fuck that guy.
Yeah, the guy in all caps. All right. And of course, we pass around the old offering plate. We could use it paypal.me/PhoenixAndWilliam. All right. And this is on the socialized feed. And thanks to the folks that hit up the program that make the socialized feed possible. Folks have been supporting this program since 2012, back when it was only $50 a month.
Oh, I like it, Tally.
What's the last thing Tally Loco said?
Get swapped.
Get swapped. Get swapped with only Phoenix Kaleeder. Got swap? No. Get swapped.
I like it.
All right. So please be as safe as possible wherever you are. Facebook Live. Bye, niggas. Hit the finish button. Come on. It's broken.
Are you having problems?
Yes. All right. And now, dadgum, YouTube, get on from around here.
Mm-hmm.
And where them fellas at the podcast side you. Y'all gonna take your ass on home now, feller.